This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 26th. God's word to you today is, be well versed. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 5, and it says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. Over the next few days, we'll be examining an aspect of the Holy Spirit that is so fundamental and pivotal to our faith. It is also an aspect that perhaps a lot of Christians really do not understand. However, to be all that God has called us to be as Christians, we need to understand the aspects of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is fundamental to our faith. Interestingly, there are Christians that are satisfied that they are Christians and do not want to have anything to do with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the reason is, the spirit gifts are spooky. Another reason is, the spiritual gifts have been abused and men always push things over the cliff. However, I have not seen anyone who says because fake rice exists, he or she is not going to eat rice anymore. It does not even make any sense. The fact that there is a fake proves that there is an original. If someone gives you a 1,000 naira note today, will you check it to see if it's an original or a fake? If you're running a business and you receive cash, you should have a machine that checks if the cash you receive is original, because there are fakes. But if someone brings a 10,000 naira note to you today, do you even have to put it through a machine? Not at all. And the reason is, the original does not exist. The existence of a fake is proof of the existence of the original. The fact that there are fake manifestations of the Spirit is proof that there are original manifestations of the Spirit. We need to understand this as believers. We cannot turn a blind eye to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, it is so indispensable. We cannot be all that God has created us to be without the person and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Our ability to remain spiritually strong depends on how much we rely on God, the Holy Spirit. We're going to be spending a lot of time on 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul explains the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Paul started by saying in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. This is taken from the King James Version. Ignorance is a big part of many people's problems when it comes to spiritual gifts. The enemy is excited when Christians are ignorant about spiritual things, but God does not want you to be ignorant. When you walk in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you truncate the work of the enemy and frustrate his plans completely. A shadow story was given in 2 Kings verse 6, where the king of Israel always knew where and when the king of Aram would attack, thereby foiling his attack, even though it was planned in secret. The king of Aram called his generals together, probably with his sword drawn, because he was convinced that there was a traitor in their midst. One general spoke up, "Don't kill us. The culprit here is not one of us. This man hears what happens in your bedroom. It does not make sense to think that you can catch such a person, but the enemy will keep trying and failing." When we Christians operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we frustrate the enemy completely. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, open the eyes of my heart. Teach me, guide me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.